This is Akashvani, the news read by Sanjay Mattu. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar today presented India's comprehensive strategy for West Asia at the Manama Dialogue in Bahrain, emphasizing the region's critical importance to India's economic and strategic interests. Speaking at the concluding plenary session of the dialogue, Dr. Jaishankar highlighted that India conducts annual trade worth $170 to $180 billion with the Gulf Cooperation Council, Iran and Iraq, while trade with the Mediterranean nations amounts to $80 to $90 billion. Dr. Jaishankar said with a diaspora of 10 million Indians in the Gulf region and 500,000 in Mediterranean countries, the human connection forms a vital bridge between India and West Asia, contributing significantly to bilateral relationships and economic growth. Syrian rebel forces took control of the capital Damascus today after a week-long lightning offensive encountering no resistance from government troops. It comes amid media reports that President Bashar al-Assad has fled the country to an undisclosed location, marking the end of his 24-year rule. The historic shift comes after a swift offensive that saw rebels capture four major cities in less than 2 weeks. Media reports also quoted Syrian Prime Minister Mohammad Ghazi al-Jalali as saying that he is ready to hand over the government to the opposition forces in a peaceful transition. The rebel faction termed the fall of the Assad regime as the end of the dark period and the start of a new era for Syria. A central team led by Joint Secretary Rajesh Gupta arrived in Puducherry today to assess the damages caused by Cyclone Fengal. The team visited the electricity substation in Mulodai, which was severely impacted by heavy rains and waterlogging caused by the cyclone. They held discussions with officials to gather detailed information about the damages. The team then split into two groups to conduct separate inspections in urban and rural areas. In the evening, the central team will meet Lieutenant Governor K. Kailashnathan and Chief Minister N. Rangasamy. Union Home Minister Amit Shah today lauded the role of the Border Security Force, or BSF, in securing borders, preventing infiltration and counterfeit currency, and dealing with left-wing extremism. Mr. Shah was speaking at the 60th Foundation Day celebrations of the BSF at Jodhpur in Rajasthan. Mr. Shah praised the BSF for its 6 decades of service as the country's first line of defence. He highlighted the force's courage, valour and sacrifices. He acknowledged the BSF's critical role in securing both the eastern and western borders since 1965. The Home Minister noted that the border security policy of the country had been unclear for years, but under Prime Minister Narendra Modi's leadership, significant changes have been made. In Punjab, protesting farmers today suspended their foot march to Delhi for the day. It has been learnt that farm leaders will decide their next plan of action after having a meeting among themselves. Our Jalandhar correspondent reports, earlier, a group of farmers resumed their protest march on foot towards Delhi this afternoon, but were stopped by the Haryana police at the Shambhu border in the absence of any permission to move to Delhi. In cricket, Australia defeated India by 10 wickets in the second test match of the Border Gavaskar Trophy at the Adelaide Oval. With this win, the hosts have levelled the five-match series 1-1. Chasing only 19 runs on day 3 of the pink ball test, Australia overhauled the meagre target for no loss in just 3.2 overs after dismissing India for 175 in their second innings. Earlier in the day, India resumed play at the overnight score of 128 for 5, losing the remaining 5 wickets for just 47 runs in 12.5 overs. In Men's Asia Cup Under-19 cricket, Bangladesh defeated India in the final today to lift the cup. The defending champions beat India by 59 runs at the Dubai International Stadium. Chasing a target of 199 runs, India were all out for 139 in 35.2 overs. Indian captain Mohammad Aman scored the highest, 26 runs, while all-rounder Hardik Raj chipped in 24 in 21 balls. The much-anticipated winter Char Dham Yatra commenced in Uttarakhand today, offering devotees an opportunity to visit the winter abodes of the four sacred dhams. And that is the end of this news bulletin.